One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, that looks beautiful from here, Neil.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
Man, it kind of gives you chill bumps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, we're speaking about space on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Against 8:38 on this Wednesday morning, 75 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer, and in studio from the Museum of York County, we have Carol Holmberg to talk about Apollo 11.
Yes, 50 years ago next week.
Next week, 50 years ago, and you, in just the short amount of time we had before going on air, taught us so much about, you know, how many different missions Apollo, the name Apollo. So 11 was the first time man took steps on the moon.
Correct.
There were 10 prior to that.
Yes.
So we don't talk about them as much.
No, we don't. Apollo 1 was the tragic fire in which the three astronauts died on the launch pad. And NASA really learned from that. They didn't want it to happen again. So they had a lot of test missions, and they only put astronauts back on Apollo 7. And then from 17. Mm-hmm. 10 was the dress rehearsal for getting on the moon, and 8 was the first one at the moon.
Yeah.
And then what do you say, Carol, to folks that still believe that walking on the moon is a myth, it's a legend, something that was created in a Hollywood studio? How do you rationalize knowing your love and your knowledge of space with those kind of folks that believe what they believe?
Yeah, they do. It's really hard for me to take them seriously, but point out that tens of thousands of people would have had to have known about it and helped with it. So to keep tens of thousands of people quiet for 50 years and not a single book or anything has been written about, plus all of the things that people point to, the shadows, the craters, the flag waving, those are all explainable.
Mm-hmm. And plus there was a race for Russia. I mean, a lot of people wanted to be the first. So if in any way it was faked, they would have been actively trying to discredit mm-hmm. this mission, which they could not.
They truly would have. Yeah, they were the first in so many things. First man in space, first orbital satellite. But Kennedy wanted us to have the first human on the moon.
Mm. Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the significance. This is going to be the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And then how can we celebrate this anniversary right here at home in York County?
Well, we've got a whole Apollo week. It starts with July 16th, which is the day that Apollo 11 launched. And we are part of the worldwide global rocket launch out of Huntsville, Alabama. We'll not only have kids making their own stomp rockets, Alka-Seltzer rockets, to participate, but the Central Carolina Rocketry Club is going to be launching 6 model rockets from next door at Dutchman Creek Middle School. That's all followed by there's an actual moon rock that is coming to the museum that day, and it's even going to have a security guard and special license handlers. You can't touch the moon rock, but you can see it, but you can touch a meteorite that came from the moon and also from Mars. And then we have the Chasing the Moon screening that was pre-registration only, and that's sold out, but that will involve former head of NASA and astronaut Major General Charles Bolden.
Wow. How big is this moon rock?
My guess is, I haven't seen
as
it.
As I go like this, as if I'm telling a fish story, it was this big.
The astronauts brought back 863 pounds in all their six missions. Mm. And some of them were given to foreign dignitaries. Each state got two. And there are a number of locked up that we still learn science about the moon from. And so there's a few that are for people to see, not touch. There's three touchable ones throughout the United States, but they tend to be quite small. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Carol Holmberg with the Museum of York County about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Carol, with all this knowledge that we have now, with all this the details that you just described, do you believe that there are other life forms out there? Will any of this evidence provide to us that we are not alone out there? I'm not.
Yeah, what's your thought on that?
I'm talking everything from aliens, really, just to other organisms.
Like, the universe is so big and so vast, and life survives. They call them extremophiles in so many different forms. Mm-hmm. On Earth, it's hard to believe that there's not life.
That we're the only
somewhere.
Ones. Yeah.
Well, man. Tell us about some of the things we learned from that 864 pounds we brought back from the moon.
Well, my goodness, what the moon is like, where the moon is from, how it was created. You know, it's very close to Earth, but very different too. So any theory has to explain that all, just all kinds of things. And I'm still talking about the 16th. We've got the 17th and a tumble bus for the kids train like an astronaut not the 17th, the 19th, the Friday is train like an astronaut with tumble bus and their time tickets, but it's first come, first serve. The 20th is the big anniversary of the day. We've got an evening, 2-hour activities and session. And the 24th is welcome home, because that's the 50th anniversary of the splashdown, the return from the moon. They all came back safely.
Yes.
All the astronauts to the moon came back safely. And so we're also having events then too. And all week we'll have special shows.
This is so great.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's like the preliminary to space camp. You know, there was a time when everybody wanted to go to space camp. Well, you don't have to worry about that. You can just start here.
That is so true.
Locally.
And to learn more, you could check out the Museum of York County online, also on social media, to get all the details that Carol just described. But bottom line, get out there, learn about outer space. If you don't know a lot about it, this seems like a perfect opportunity to do so. And if you do, even better. You just further your knowledge.
Yeah. Kids today, they of course don't know 50 Mm-mm. years ago, but their parents do or their grandparents. Talk to your grandparents, honestly, because at the 100th anniversary, you might not be there, but you can say, I was at the museum for the 50th anniversary.
That is fantastic. And of course, 12 astronauts have walked on the moon at different Apollo missions, and actually one lives locally.
Charlie Duke with Apollo 16th, he lives in Columbia now, I think, but he is from Lancaster. From Lancaster. Thank
How
you.
How about that?
It's fantastic. All right, Carol Holmberg again with the Museum of York County. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, always a pleasure.